to the country that these people and this music is was worthy of attention.
And this again was in what decade?
The 1920s and 30s, and I think in Satterlee's case, it went all the way through the 1960s. But I wanted to get at the cultural side of both the record and radio business to sort of see what the discourse was, what the ideas were, like what the attitudes were, to sort of see these.
You either shut up or get cut out. They don't wanna hear about it. Tony Inches on the reel to reel. And the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel. Radio is a sound salvation.
This is Black Lake.
You're listening to
WGXC Accra,
Hudson, Catskill, New York.
And beyond.
Huge elephant trumpet across the plains.
Imaginary soundtracks to unmade foreign films.
And there are rhino, those craggy creatures surviving from a bygone age.
Snack Boy Charlie. Hosted by Jeff Economy. Every first Wednesday from 10 p.m. to midnight on WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC.org.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the more smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave. Airwave belong to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cornelius Eady of New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM, listener-aided and abetted radio.
Here are the WGXC headlines. Another mass shooting on February 17th, as six people were shot dead in a small town in rural Mississippi near the Tennessee state line. Five former Memphis police officers pleaded not guilty February 17th to second-degree murder and other charges in the violent arrest and death of Tyree Nichols, with his mother saying afterward that none of them would look her in the eye in court. On February 16th, Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman, a Democrat who was elected to the Senate after a bruising campaign during which he suffered a stroke, checked himself into a hospital for clinical depression. A statement from Fetterman's staff said he had experienced depression on and off in his life, but it had only become severe in recent weeks. U.S. safety regulators pressured Tesla into recalling nearly 363,000 vehicles with its full self-driving system because it can misbehave around intersections and doesn't always follow speed limits. 19 people have died in Tesla crashes that investigators suspect were using automated systems. The city of Troy is proposing raising water rates to pay for the removal of dangerous lead pipes. A special prosecutor is now probing alleged bribery in the Harold Handy beating case. The man who was beaten by local law enforcement officers at a party in Kinderhook in 2020 was reportedly negotiating a settlement in the civil case, and authorities are now investigating whether that was in exchange for not helping prosecutors in the criminal case.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that Columbia Memorial Health is pulling out of its plan to bring a medical center to Catskill. Columbia Memorial, in 2020, announced they would build a new medical center near Thruway Exit 21, where the Greene County IDA is trying to set up new businesses. Greene County Industrial Development Agency Executive Director April Ernst told county legislators last week, and I quote, "The Columbia Memorial Hospital option has expired, and we are moving away from the idea of a medical facility there," end quote. But hospital officials have visited a 14-acre site in the Kalkberg Commerce Park along the border of New Baltimore and Coxsackie on State Route 9W. Ernst said, and I quote, "We are still in talks. We are trying to keep them interested in doing some sort of medical facility still within the county," end quote. This week, Governor Kathy Hochul announced a $5 million grant for Columbia Memorial to construct a Greene County Health Center. According to the governor's office, the funding would be for a 40,000-square-foot facility, and I quote, to provide essential ambulatory surgery, cancer treatment, and specialty physician care to Greene, Columbia, and Northern Ulster counties, end quote. Columbia Memorial's hospital is in Hudson. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that Greene and Rensselaer counties recently passed tax breaks for first responders, and now state legislators are looking at more incentives to retain and recruit firefighters and ambulance workers. A group of lawmakers said in a statement, and I quote, "We must build on this victory and continue to make policy changes to ensure our essential EMS workers can earn a living wage and receive the training and support to serve communities across New York. The final budget must include stronger language to ensure these heroes receive the acknowledgement and resources they need to do these jobs," end quote. They are putting forth a bill that would allow EMS squads to be included in the New York State Health Insurance Program. Read the full story at New York State of Politics. WXHC reports that the new 19th Congressional District Representative, Mark Molinaro, has been hosting town hall meetings in the western part of his district. On February 16th, he held a short town hall in Cortland County and another in Broome County. Molinaro said he plans to hold similar events in each county he represents. Molinaro said, and I quote, "Being able to get together with residents so that I can hear you and you can hear me. Questions, answers, comments in a respectful way, I think so very, very important," end quote. Read more about this story at WXHC. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Bomb train hits East Palestine, Ohio. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. On February 3rd, a massive train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, blanketed the town with a toxic brew of spilled chemicals and gases, fouling the air, polluting waterways, and killing thousands of fish and frogs. Local residents are suffering ailments ranging from respiratory distress, sore throats, burning eyes, and rashes, all with unknown long-term consequences. The 2-mile-long freight train was operated by Norfolk Southern Corporation. It's been called a bomb train, as among its 141 cars were tankers that can hold up to 32,000 gallons each of highly flammable toxic chemicals. In addition to the spill, an out-of-control fire raged for days, followed by a so-called controlled burn of the train's most toxic cargo, releasing a huge mushroom cloud of fire and smoke. This catastrophe could have been prevented had it not been for lax regulation and the outsized lobbying power of corporations like Norfolk Southern. 5 days after the accident occurred, local residents who'd been evacuated were told it was safe to return home. This didn't sit well with Emily Wright, who works for River Valley Organizing, a community group in the Ohio River Valley, which includes East Palestine.
There's 5 miles in between where I'm at and where the derailment was.
That's Emily Wright speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
You should be okay. And they kept saying the same thing over and over again on the media. And in the press conferences, there's no toxins in the air. There's no toxins. Don't worry.
Despite official assurances, Emily Wright was worried.
We started in my home, being just a few short miles away, experiencing nausea. Sorry to be explicit, but diarrhea. My father has bilateral asbestosis from working in the mill. So these industries are killing us in more than one way. And he could not breathe well.
By that time, the risk of exposure had grown, as had fears of a potentially massive explosion. So Wright and her neighbors were told to shelter in place.
25 million Americans live on an oil train blast zone. 25 million Americans. This is in the poorest parts of America, going from Conway, Illinois to Pennsylvania, cutting through Appalachia. You know, they continue to do, you know, safety issues, lower safety concerns, not worry about us because we are the people that historically cannot fight back.
While the train was 2 miles long and heavy and carried a dizzying array of hazardous chemicals, its braking system relied on technology dating back to the Civil War. This brake mechanism functions like bumper cars. When the engine in front slows, the car behind it bumps into it and it brakes, and so on down the line. A much more modern and effective braking system, known as ECP for electronically controlled pneumatic brakes, is already in use. Amtrak passenger trains have this system, as do trains carrying nuclear waste. As reported by the Lever News in the wake of the derailment, in 2014, the Obama administration enacted a rule to go into effect in 2023 that would have mandated ECP brakes on trains carrying the type of hazardous materials on this latest bomb train. Norfolk Southern and other industry leaders contributed over $6 million to Republican campaigns while lobbying against the rule. In 2018, the Trump administration rescinded it. The Biden administration and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg to date have done nothing to reinstate it. In addition to blocking safety rules, Norfolk Southern and other rail giants have been slashing costs to increase profits.
At the root of it all is really cutbacks to staffing.
That's Ross Gruters, a locomotive engineer and co-chair of the Railroad Workers United Union, speaking on Democracy Now!
You have companies that are making obscene amounts of money, and they're doing so by adopting operating policies. There's a whole system for this called precision scheduled railroading that is just designed to maximize profits. And what that means is you're cutting to the bone the amount of people doing the job. So you have fewer people doing a lot more work faster. You have across the board cutbacks on the maintenance of cars, on the maintenance of locomotives, on the maintenance of track. This is critical infrastructure. And those things are being done in many cases by skeleton crews or outsourced to subcontractors. And then you have increasingly long and heavy trains like the one we saw here, where these trains have a greater propensity to derail.
As the Lever News investigation revealed, while lobbying to block safety rules, arguing that the braking systems, for example, would be too costly to implement, Norfolk Southern spent $1 billion on stock buybacks in order to boost its share price. Meanwhile, the residents of East Palestine and many more in an increasing area impacted by this massive toxic spill are left drinking bottled water while being assured everything is fine.
We really need a federal emergency to be declared,
said Emily Wright on Democracy Now! Once again on the day EPA Administrator Michael Regan visited East Palestine.
We need FEMA in here. There are short-term and long-term effects that will be some of the gravest that this nation has ever seen in a train derailment.
I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, it will be sunny with a high near 42 degrees. Saturday night, increasing clouds with a temperature low of around 27 degrees. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 45 degrees. And Sunday night, cloudy with a temperature low of around 36 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC, hands-on listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Rehearsing and nursing a part, we know every card by heart. Overture, curtain lights, this is it. We'll hit the heights, and oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
Let's just get centered, shall we, here on the radio on WGXC 90.7 FM and the place that you have come to know and love. Yes, it's that time again. It's me again. You know, freedom ain't free, my friends. You've been getting a free ride here on WGXC, and I'm not going to ride you about it. I'm not going to nag you. I'm not going to bully you, but I am going to say, you know, it is community radio. It is virtually all volunteer run. Even myself here from the secret location somewhere in Ulster County, in our little COVID sequestered bunker. Where I don't have COVID at the moment, but someone else in the household does, so, oh, feel better, little kitten. But, you know, that free music doesn't come without a cost. We have costs. We're trying to stay on the air. We're having a pledge drive. And, boy, it would mean a lot if you could just go to wgxc.org/donate. wgxc.org/donate and become a sustaining supporter. What does that do? That means it automatically takes just a few bucks out of your account every month. I think $5 is the minimum, 17 cents a day. If you can spare more, great. But that's what keeps the hamsters running in the wheels that turn the turbines, that trigger the dynamos, that flick the on-air neon light on and bring the radio to you. To you. To you. To you. So I'm not going to belabor the point. I'm going to get back to the music. But I just want to humbly stand here with my hat in hand and say, please, if you can spare it, see if you can become part of the WGXC family. And, you know, if we get enough sustaining supporters, we won't have to keep doing pledge drives. That's the awesome part. Trust me, that would be awesome. You would love it. I would love it. The management would love it. The hamsters would love it. Everyone would love it. So WGXC.org/donate. Make turn your love into money. It's about as crass as I can put it. So let's just get it out on the table. And then once that's on the table, then we can dance on the tables to some fabulous disco from the Mideast. And then we'll go to who knows where. So stick around and find out here.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
This is Barbara with the Missing and Probably Dead podcast, the show that investigates mysterious missing person cases of people who are more than likely just dead somewhere. And this episode brings us to Niagara Falls, New York, for a story so fake that it has to be true.
You know, I don't sit around worrying about where I've been or where I'm going. I don't worry about the past. I just worry about the present, you know, presence. How can you celebrate without presence? That's what I say. I don't even worry at all, ever. I'm done with that. You know, I've seen it all. There's nothing to worry about, you know? It's like that song, that really beautiful song, Don't Worry, Be Happy, you know, the one that the fish sings. It's a good song with good life lessons right there. You know, when I die, I want to be dancing. I want to be singing. I want to be happy, and that's the only thing that I care about. Cobain said, come as you are. The choice is yours. Get it? Kurt Cobain, one of the Forever 27. Cobain, Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, and of course Ronald C. McKiernan, a.k.a. Pigpen. They weren't, you know, they weren't happy on Earth because of their vices. But in death, in crossing over, they found happiness. And they can live a clean life on the other side. Playing together, jamming together, no longer bombarded by these malignant vices, their desires, temptations of drugs or alcohol or homosexual thoughts, all the things that were beckoning them to be freaky, they're not freaky now. To enter your new life, you have to leave your old life behind. That's just like one of the tenets of the ultimate happiness. And if it's worth it, man, leave that life behind, because it leads to meaning. It leaves meaning in the end, dip behind, and it leaves meaning, the dip behind, if it leaves meaning, that crumbs cramps behind. And all I want to do is be alone with my thoughts, because someday I would like to know, I would like to get older and jam with those kind of heavies, and you know, when I'm married with my dad's approval, of course, I will make love.
That's the voice of Little Psychic Jim. Earlier this year, Little Jim, along with 200 other psychics, vanished in the mountains of Niagara Falls while on a psychic retreat. The outing was led by a controversial religious sect called Isidorians, known locally as the Sunflower Cult, who farm water on the coast of the Niagara River. There was a moderate search for the missing party. Two dogs were sent in. But after 23 hours, the search was called off, as officials stated that it was no use, they were probably all dead. The mountains of Niagara Falls are treacherous, mostly because they are made up entirely of garbage. Many have gone missing in these massive old landfills before. There are trash holes that open up in the earth, spontaneous explosions, and wild animals. But to everyone's surprise, every single participant in the retreat, except for the 12 retreat leaders, recently returned home, safe and surprisingly gleeful, acting as if nothing happened. Rhonda LaHoyt was one of those who returned. Her husband, Ronnie LaHoyt, who runs a local kites and flags shop, says he was shocked when she walked through the front door, but was further perplexed when she crossed into the kitchen, quickly devoured a bowl of cereal, and hurried off to Bingo, giving him a kiss on the cheek on her way out.
Oh yeah, man, it was weird. I mean, it made sense at first that she'd be happy to be home, but something's up, man. She's just been in a good mood all the time. Doesn't mention having been gone or anything. She's not herself. She used to hate everything, man, a real crab. But now she loves everything. I even cooked her food that I know she hates, like shredded potatoes. And she devoured it, man. Said yummy. I asked her to work shifts for me at the shop, too, which she used to hate doing. But now she's all into it. We're the only kites and flags store where all of our flags can be used as kites, and all of our kites can be used as flags. And check this out, right? Now that's a recording I took a couple of years ago of Rhonda breathing while she slept, right? And now here's a new recording of Rhonda breathing that I took a few days ago. Totally different, right? I always wish she'd be a little bit more cheerful in life. But now I miss her old, you know, what do you call it, misanthropical self. If you're happy all the time, you're just not paying enough attention, man.
Ronnie isn't alone in being concerned about their returned loved one. Little Psychic Jim's father, Big Psychic Jim, has also noticed an alarming uptick in positive vibes from his son. When Little Psychic Jim went missing, Big Jim tried to rely on his powers of intuition to find him. When that didn't work, he joined up with other psychics in the area. They all put their heads together, then put their hands around each other's shoulders, and shuffled in a counterclockwise motion, chanting ancient vision spells in order to unlock greater collective clairvoyance. But this didn't work either. It seems like they were being blocked by dark forces. But just when it all felt hopeless, there was a knock on the door. Like Ronnie's Rhonda, Jim's Jim returned home, full of life, laughter, and love, acting as if nothing was out of the ordinary. I asked Big Jim if he was happy that his son was alive.
Yeah. Of course, I'd rather have my son back home alive rather than missing and probably dead. But something happened out there, and I'm not sure I got all of my son back, to be honest. Something's still missing. My son was a bad kid, not gonna lie. Always getting in trouble. He was a snort and a face. Now everything's candy corn and bubbles with him. He's even taken up the ukulele. It seems to be the same with everyone who came out of those mountains. Everyone's just too well behaved. Everyone's just too damn nice. What the happened out there? Honestly, I'd just love to hear my boy swear again. Be a real problem once in a while.
All right, I gotta confess. So, like, she's got a bunch of these, you know, porcelain ponies. You know, they're like Beanie Babies, but they're porcelain and they're ponies. And I just wanna see if I can make her mad, man. So I like kicked them and stomped on them and jumped on them, broke them all up, you know. And she was just like, oh, that's all right. I was like, man, this sucks.
Sid Barrett, Keith Moon, Andy Gibbs, the effeminate Shannon Hoon, You wouldn't believe it, but I've met these people, and I've had good, clean fun with them. And I know they are happy and have no freaky demons left to slay. I know what you think. These people are dead, so how can it be true? How can this be true? What is the truth? Well, the world is a lot weirder and more complex than you can fit in a podcast. And there is a lot to see beyond those hills. I've heard the jam tape. And you know what? 1968. And somehow, I'm playing in the band. The flesh is not what a man eats, but what a man gives. There is sunshine even in the darkest hours. Okay? Oh, that would be like a great song, wouldn't it? Like something like, "Don't let go, don't you know, that the sun inside can shine in the darkest hours. The sun can shine. I'm talking about your personal soul shine in the darkest hours." Something like that, you know, like I could see like a real, like, ukulele and drums.
The mystery of the missing psychic seems only partially solved. Yes, they are home safe, but perhaps too safe, too happy, too content. And as for the 12 members of the Sunflower Cult who organized the hike into the mountains, they remain out there somewhere beyond where most are afraid to go, quite possibly with all the answers to the questions that remain, but more likely, they are probably dead. This is Barbara, and I hope we meet again.
For some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you three as a magic number. It takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes three wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle. Every triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's three, you can see it's a magic number. A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had three in the family. That's a magic number.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
Now multiply from 10 backwards.
3 times 10 is 30.
Going
3 times 9 is 27.
3 times 8 is 24.
3 times 7 is 21.
3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12. And 3 times 3 is 9. 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1.
What is it?
3!
Yeah.
That's a magic number. A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had 3 in the family. That's a magic number.
The person to my right, who is Gregory Whitehead, he will be performing Here Comes Everybody. Excuse me, I messed that up. We have Here Comes Everybody, performed by the WGXC Radio Magic Camerata Impromptu and conducted by Gregory Whitehead. Gregory Whitehead is easily one of the most celebrated American radio artists working today. His affection for Wavefarm and WGXC and his mentorship for many years has helped to shape, inspire, and buoy the organization's commitment and resolve. An award-winning writer, director, and producer of more than 100 radio plays, essays, and acoustic adventures for the BBC, Radio France, Australia's ABC, NPR, and many other broadcasters. Whitehead's co-editor of the influential anthology of writings on the history of radio and audio art, Wireless Imagination, Sound Radio, and the Avant-Garde. We're completely delighted that he's here to help us celebrate our 7th birthday. And immediately after Gregory, and this is the last I'll say tonight, we're thrilled to present the debut of Magic on the Radio, an experimental airwaves fantasy. The play was originally written by Hans Fleisch in 1924, and the text is regarded as the first German-language radio drama. This new translation is by Karl Skagerd and Franzi Lamprecht, and was specially commissioned by Wavefarm and completed last year. Alana and I have been working with a cast full of WGXC's friends and luminaries, as you'll see. We have Tom DiPietro, Brian DeWan, Jeff Economy, Philip Grant, Maria Manhattan, Debbie Mayer, Tom Rowe, and Phyllis Segura. And yeah, thanks for being here. And give these performers your full attention. Enjoy.
Radio magic, or radio static, or radio magic, or radio static, or radio magic, or radio static, or radio magic, or radio static. Or radio magic, or radio magic, or radio static, or radio static, or radio magic, or radio static, or radio static. Oh, radio magic. Oh, radio magic. Oh, radio static. Oh, radio magic. Oh, radio static. Oh, radio magic. Oh, radio static. Oh, radio magic, radio magic, oh, radio static. Thank you.
Zabrani aus dem Sender. Radio Magic had a huge influence on me when I first signed on the doomed and yet beautiful ship of experimental radio. Many, many years ago, 1,000 years ago. And the Zauberei, it's usually translated as magic or as wizardry, but it's not the magic of, say, pulling a rabbit out of a hat. It's the magic that turns the hat into a rabbit and then turns the rabbit into an owl or a frog or a hungry ghost. Transformation. Hans Flesch, the Zauberei Künstler, the wizard of the air. Transformation, the transformation of spaces, the transformation of subjectivity, the transformation of live into radiophonic. So what about this camerata? This WGXC camerata? Well, we cannot have a 7th birthday party without some singing. And it turns out that the last thing we know, if you go to Wikipedia, even to Wikipedia Deutschland, auf Deutsch, you will see a question mark at the date of his death, 1945. Question mark. So what is that? Well, the last thing we know about Hans Flesch, he was trained as a doctor. It was 1945. Berlin was surrounded. Demented Hitler in his bunker, waiting for some miracle. Have you seen the movie Downfall and all of the many, it's turned into a meme with all the alternative subtitles. Steiner! Steiner will come and save the day. Well, Steiner did not save the day. And it was April 1945, and Flesch actually started a field hospital for civilian casualties. And then he disappeared. A radiophonist who just disappears into thin air. And so it's up to us. You are all now declared the camerata, the WGXC Radio Magic Camerata. Also, listeners at home, please let's make this valley vibrate with song. You're sipping, you're getting ready. I will join you. So we are indeed going to sing a litany, an incantation in search of Hans Flesch. But we're just a camerata, we've just formed, we need to warm up. So everyone please, posture is key in singing. I know that this room has some very serious singers. I've heard some of the voices, and we are going to make this space vibrate. We're going to make it jump into the air. A little bit of a warm-up. Listen and repeat. Mu me mai me mi. Listen to each other. Let us try to replicate the pitch. And not just the pitch, but the rhythm. So if I say, me, 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 my, mo, me, please don't, me, 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 my,
You get the idea. Me, 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 my, my, mo, me. Better. Echo. Have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa.
Have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa.
Have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa.
Have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa.
Have a cup of tea.
Have a cup of tea.
On WGXC. Excellent. Getting there. Getting better. Remember, posture is key. This is a voice that has absolutely no resonance, so we need to use our belly voice. So I want to hear belly voices on this. My body flies over the Hudson.
My body flies over the Hudson.
My body flies over the sea.
My body flies over the sea.
Won't you please bring back my body? I think we're ready. Deep breaths. Everyone's centered. It's a kind of meditative. We're into litany, incantation, litany and incantation. We're going to vibrate our bodies onto the air. At home, it's not that cold that a window cannot be opened, and send your voices back to us here in Catskill. Communication is community.
Communication is community.
The technology of transmission.
The technology of transmission.
Is the promise of one world made whole.
Is the promise of one world made whole.
Brought together.
Brought together.
All languages, all races, all cultures.
All languages, all races, all cultures.
I dream of a time.
I dream of a time.
When everybody on the planet lives, breathes, and touches each other on air. Glorious communion.
A glorious communion.
Communion. To end all celebrations.
A celebration to end all celebrations.
In a language to end all languages.
A language to end all languages.
Here comes everybody.
Here comes everybody.
Here comes everybody.
Here comes everybody.
Everybody. Every odd body, every flesh body, every flesh body. Ladies and gentlemen, we have just witnessed the debut performance of the WGXC Radio Magic Camerata. Brava, bravo, bravissimo. Thank you.
DMC asking you about your radio station, and if your radio station is WGXC, consider making a pledge today during our Please Assist Us with Transmission pledge drive. We're asking for your help at wgxc.org/donate or 518-697-7400 and make a difference in your community. So many reasons to make a donation. You get web streams of town meetings and web streams of performances at local venues and international venues. There's also web streams of the animals and water under in a pond at Wave Farm. There's microphone in the woods. There's a web stream of the traffic on Route 23 in Accra. You've got so many choices when you go to wgxc.org or wavefarm.org. So many choices to listen to. You can listen to the news on our All Together Now webcast that runs 24 hours a day. In case you missed the news locally, you can find it anytime. WGXC has so many reasons to make a donation at wgxc.org/donate. Maybe you like to listen in on teenagers talking about their issues and playing their music. or you like hearing some of the senior citizens on the air at 90.7 FM, and all the folks in between. Perhaps you are a fan of the music shows here, which are varied and expert. You've got incredible music experts with incredible